Yael, isn't a normal heart rate somewhere between 60 to 100 beats per minute?
That's right, Don. Why?
This would be one time when you don't correct me. My resting heart rate is only about 40 beats per minute. That means I have bradycardia. Oh, Yael, I may be dying.
Hold up, Don. Yes, bradycardia is the term for a heart rate slower than about 60 beats per minute. But bradycardia doesn't necessarily mean you're not in perfectly good health. In well-conditioned athletes, bradycardia is a result of being in such good shape that the heart beats more efficiently, and so it doesn't need to beat as quickly. An athlete may have a heart rate as slow as 30 and not show any signs of problems. Also, deep relaxation, such as sleep, slows the heart down.
Yeah, but tell me about the bad news.
Well, bradycardia can also be caused by certain medications, by other disorders such as hyperthyroidism, and by dysfunction of the sinus node. I don't mean the hollow space behind your nose, but the node inside your heart. The sinus node powers your heart by electrical impulses. Dysfunction of the sinus node then can cause the heart to beat too slowly to keep up with your body's need for blood. Lightheadedness, weakness, and fainting are symptoms that a heart may be beating too slowly. In such cases, doctors will remove problem medications, correct the underlying disorder, or insert a pacemaker that fills in for the sinus node. If symptomatic bradycardia goes untreated, it could lead to death, but that's easy enough to prevent. Just go see your doctor.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.